Chapter 39. The air was warmer than usual, and something sharp was poking Cooper in the head. He opened his eyes to find Ravenous pecking at him.
Fuck off, bird!
He missed Ravenous as he swatted at his own face. Looking down at his crotch, he found the decanter of endless water gushing out from between his legs, where he'd placed it when he felt himself getting drowsy.
Hey, Ravenous, check it out. Looks like I'm getting rid of a big gulp.
The water arched out from his crotch into the sea and onto a group of naked children who were playing and laughing.
Well, that's kind of fucked up.
Good morning,
said someone behind Cooper. Cooper tilted his head back until he had an upside-down view of a group of humans and half-elves standing behind him. Their clothes were more brightly colored than what Cooper was used to seeing. They were all armed with long spears or bows, but didn't appear to be hostile. His autopilot system had worked. He was on a beach.
Which way is Cardinia?
He deactivated the decanter of endless water. A large human man, wearing nothing but a turquoise linen skirt, his fat, sun-bronzed belly tattooed with symbols that might have been a language, stepped forward.
You're on the wrong side of the sea, mate. You're a mile west of Portsville.
Portsville? Shit! Hold on. Where the fuck is Portsville?
The group of beachgoers looked at one another before the skirted man spoke again.
Your companion tells us you are drifting blindly in your sleep. This is not a good idea. A few degrees in another direction, you might have washed up on the beaches of Mebgashur. There you would have been killed for sure. Even here it is not safe to carelessly display possessions of such great value, especially while you sleep. You are fortunate that we did not kill you ourselves. Take your belongings and feed your body to our pigs.
What was Cooper supposed to say to that?
Thank you?
The fat man shrugged.
You survived by one vote. Maka did not want to kill you in front of the children.
Thanks, Maka.
A slender half-elven woman with dark hair, wearing a near-translucent matching purple skirt and shawl, and an emerald navel ring, bowed her head gracefully. Cooper made a mental note to send Ravenous on a little scouting mission once they got back on the water, so that he could rub one out to Maka.
There are other ways to express one's gratitude,
said the fat man. Cooper was barely paying attention, mesmerized by Maka's ample bosom.
I was just thinking the same thing, dude.
The fat man cleared his throat.
Ahem!
Cooper jerked his head away from Maka.
Oh, sorry.
He stood up and turned his boat around in the sand, pointing it back out to the sea.
So what's that you were saying about how to get to Cardinia?
Some of the Portsvillians chuckled, which made Cooper feel uneasy. The fat man grinned widely.
The way is simple. Head north by northeast until you reach the north shore. Then follow the coast eastward until you reach Port Town. From there, you can take the road north to Cardinia.
Cooper was relieved. For a minute there, he thought they'd been trying to extort some kind of offering from him, which he would have been happy to give if he didn't absolutely need every single thing he had on him.
Cheers!
He pushed his boat into the water. The group on the beach tittered among themselves.
Excuse me, sir!
The fat man called out after him, sudden alarm in his voice. Cooper turned around.
What? What'd I do?
Surely you don't mean to cross the Great Sea in that?
Sure I do,
said Cooper.
Why the fuck do you think I just asked you for directions?
You are indeed brave, friend. But this is not a voyage to be made in a one-oared rowboat. You will require passage on a larger, more seaworthy vessel.
The fat man smiled like a dirty cop about to solicit a bribe.
For a reasonable price, my friends and I can book you a passage on the next ship to Portstown. That's a nice decanter you have there. We just might be able to get enough for it.
So it was extortion after all. Cooper couldn't fault them for taking advantage of his apparent predicament to the end of relieving him of a little coin, but they were asking for a permanently enchanted magic item in exchange for a boat ticket to Poor Town. They took him for a dumb shit. The joke was on them. They had obviously not figured out his preferred method of boat propulsion, thinking instead that he was just some weird fucker who liked to sleep on the beach with a fountain of water gushing out from between his legs. Cooper sat down in his rowboat, facing the beach, with the decanter of endless water resting on his lap. The group on the beach closed in a bit, some of them appearing to be riding the line between holding and brandishing their weapons.
Sir,
said the beach party spokesperson,
please be reasonable. You'll never survive this journey. It just isn't possible.
You know what a bidet is?
Asked Cooper. The Portsvillians looked blankly at one another, then back down at Cooper.
I'm afraid we're unfamiliar with that word,
said the fat man.
Please enlighten us. What is a bidet?
It's a device for washing assholes,
said Cooper.
It works like this.
He pointed the decanter of endless water at the group and said the command word,
Geyser!
The force of water pushed Cooper's little boat quickly out to sea while simultaneously drenching the port's civilians. A few arrows sailed over Cooper's head as the boat ramped over wave after wave. He guessed there were probably a lot more that would have hit him, but got deflected by the gush of water. Once he was safely out of arrow range, he deactivated the decanter.
Ravenous!
Ravenous was perched on the front of the boat. He looked at Cooper. Cooper pointed at his own eyes, pointed out to sea, and flapped his arms.
I need you to scout for danger ahead.
After a moment, Ravenous nodded. He flew away, leaving Cooper alone at sea. Cooper lay on the floor of the boat and pulled up the front of his loincloth.
Why, yes, Maka. I do like it weird.